Yeah, I don't know if B.B. Shea even knew this. I had a little thing with a dermatologist last week.
B.B. Shea's been on vacay.
Out of the loop. So for a while, I've had this little spot on my cheek, and I knew my dermatology appointment was coming up. Do you see the dermatologist?
No, I don't, no.
You don't use sunscreen?
I don't. No, I don't believe in it.
That's right. You think it's a scam.
It is.
Take a look at your future, B.B. Shea.
Okay.
That's right.
Now,
when they start cutting putts off the man.
They might. Yes, that's right. They may. When they start cutting parts off of you, will you say, maybe it's not a scam? Should I have listened to Big Sunscreen? He thinks it's the sunscreen that is causing the issue. Now, I didn't use sunscreen either when I was a Ute. You know, we just didn't. You know, we were out 16 years old, partying, whatever.
Hmm?
You know me.
You? Partying?
Well, I was laying on the patio with Mama. A lot of time. She does. She'd put iodine baby oil on herself, you know, trying to look good.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing the same. We're just out there. Nonetheless.
Reading the Reader's Digest.
Reading the Digest and discussing world politics and so forth. Well, nonetheless, I started going to the dermatologist a few years ago at the behest of my wife, who said you need to once a year get your skin checked. And I go in and he insists he sees every inch of me. He's the one that I have to take off all my clothes. And he checks underneath, scrotum, in between. And it's like, man, does he think I'm some sort of exhibitionist or what? Because he's just all over me. And sometimes he'll see things on me and go, oh, my God, let me get Diane in here to see this. Now, he's told me that many times and call other people in. So
does that look like a duck-billed platypus to you?
I mean, he says stuff like that. So this past week, I went in for the yearly check, and I had this little spot on my face. And
did not hurt, correct?
No, didn't hurt. Just felt rough.
Could you feel it?
Yeah. It felt like a spot that you had missed shaving. You know, it's like rough. And last year I had one similar, and without even blinking an eye, he goes, oh, let me freeze that off. You know, he took that little
silver canister.
Silver can. You don't know about this. There's a silver canister. Suddenly your face gets all
super cold.
Cold, and it like to the point where it stings, and the thing scabs up and falls off a few days later. So
science.
Right. He uses, was that liquid nitrogen to just...
Yeah, maybe.
So he says to me this time, I pointed it out. I said, last year you froze one of these off. And he said, yeah, but this one's too extensive. I can't freeze that one off without a biopsy. And anytime the word biopsy is used, of course, I was like, how worried should I be? He goes, well, let's not be worried until there's something to worry about. Great doctor speak. So he does the biopsy, which did hurt. The reason I even brought it up to begin with is because the woman who numbed me up had a full sleeve of tattoos on both arms, which, as you know, makes me pucker. So I didn't love that, but she did it for me.
She's coming right at your face.
Okay, yeah.
Could you read the tats, or were you too focused on the pain?
I couldn't even read them. I was too focused on the pain. My face was all hot and in pain.
Is that Leonard Skinner? It's a Roman numeral. It's too many. I don't know.
Is it a year? Is it like a year your child was born? It was something long.
Yeah.
But anyway, they did it. He took the biopsy, and he goes, all right, check your portal for the results, or we'll call you if there's trouble. And I said, okie doke. Now, I don't have a portal. I don't know how to get the portal. I have no clue what that is. I Googled dermatologist portal, and it just nowhere. So 4 or 5 days later, I'd pretty much forgotten about it. Earlier this week, I get a call. Oh, a couple of days ago. The call.
They probably sent you an email, said your results are on the portal.
They may have. I didn't see it. They may have. It might have gone right to the junk. And by junk, I mean like spam. Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, the phone, he calls. It was 4:48 p.m. and I was making yogurt with peanut butter. And I get back to sit down on my chaise, and there's a voicemail.
Pre-dinner.
Yeah, right before dinner. And there's a voicemail saying, we have your results. Call us back. So I called right back. 5 minutes later, it's 4:54. And the woman says, oh, the nurses have left for the day. Well, that sent my wife into a tailspin. She's like, these are your results, and they're not supposed to leave till 5 o'clock. You know. So that was Wednesday. Then yesterday, as soon as this show ended, I thought, and my wife said, as soon as you get a moment, call them, get your results.
You know there'll be someone there to answer.
Exactly. So I called them, and the first person that answers says, well, let me put you on hold and get you back there to the nurses. Only the nurse can give you this kind of information.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I shared with Chris Dam, because he was sitting beside me, the on-hold music was knocking on heaven's door. So I'm sitting there listening to this, waiting for biopsy results.
It's a little ironic.
Right? So I listened to that for like a minute. And then she comes back and says, must not be anybody back there. I'll give you their voicemail.
Again.
Again. So I go to the voicemail.
So you had to, it's me.
It's me, good.
You burned off my face. Am I dying? Call me back.
Right. So my wife then calls and says, what did they say? I said, well, they put me through the voicemail again. What? How dare they? Yeah, I hold the phone away from my How dare they? You're waiting on results. We have no idea what this is. You know, she's really upset by
it. We need to begin treatment stat.
Immediately. She's really upset. Well, I'll call them back later. So then, you know, later.
I'm sure your next step was to the gym. You probably didn't have time to call pre-gym, correct?
Right, that's right. So I get out of the gym. I get in the car. I go, oh, okay.
And make a call.
Make a call. I'm in the car.
They had not called you back in the 2 hours since.
They did not call back.
Two and a half.
So I call and I said, hey, I called like 2 hours ago. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember you.
And the guy with the thing on his face.
Thing on his face. She burned it off my face. She goes, let me see if there's anybody back there. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Wow. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. And I get the voicemail again. It goes right to voicemail.
Again?
Yeah, again.
Jeez.
Again. So this time I say, I'd really appreciate a call back. I'm the guy. You froze the thing off my face. I've called now three times.
Yes.
I need you to, you know, I really want these results. Well, finally, this time, like right as I pulled in the driveway, 10 minutes later, they do call me back. And
did it say doctor's office?
It did. Yeah, it did.
Or did it say potential spam or just?
It said such and such dermatology. Okay. And so I was like, okay, good. I got. And by the way, each time I'd hang up, they'd immediately call back within 1 second saying, we'd like your review of how we served you.
I've never gotten those calls back like you did. It was crazy.
You see that? I mean, the moment you hang up.
As soon as he hung up, E.B. Shea, the phone rang, and I thought, well, that's great service.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No, it was.
It's automatic.
It was, how'd we do? And I just hung up. You know, I didn't fill out.
Zero stars.
I didn't get well. I just said, your own hold music needs some work. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. So anyway, long story short, it did come back as a cancerous thing. And so, but
precancerous? Is that the word or melanoma?
It was not melanoma. It was
a carcinoma?
It was a noma.
A Chevy Nova?
No, it was not a no, there's no nomas. It was a I think she said squamous cell.
Oh, squamous.
Squamous.
Yeah.
Squamous cell cancer. And I said, how worried should I be? And she said, well, let's not be worried.
Put you on hold. What? That long black
cloud is coming down. And here's the good news. He thinks he got it all. It was so small and so early. He thinks he got it all the other day with the freeze off, which is good. But I have to go back at the end of next month just to make sure.
Yeah,
one of those. And
I
then,
get it.
And then a lot of people have told me, Barry from up at HR texted and said, what were the results? I told him, he's like, don't worry, had the same thing myself. No issues, 5 years ago. And then other people have told me the exact same results, and it's usually not that big a deal. But that's pretty scary, you know, when you hear the word.
You have your first brush with it.
Yeah, God, I know. And it's my fault because I didn't use sunscreen when I was younger, and I've been loosey-goosey with it even still. Even though I'm outside, you know, playing pickleball and so forth. So I have to go back in 6 weeks to see. And it's got to have full time to heal, and then he'll look at it, and hopefully he'll say, okay, it's all gone. There's no issue.
Do you know what the follow-up will entail? Another biopsy?
Yes. A second biopsy to make sure it hasn't spread and there's no more of it. And if there is, then he'll have to freeze it off again. But he seemed confident. At least the nurse told me he seemed confident that all was gone already.
So this is surface level or a little bit lower?
Surface. It may be a little bit lower because he wasn't able to just freeze it off without a thought.
Right.
That's why they did the biopsy.
Right.
So I guess they'll probably go in and do it again. That's kind of scary. You know, I don't like to hear
stuff. No, nobody
like
wants
that.
To hear that.
But other people have told me it's not that. It worked out well for them.
So maybe you can ask him. It may not be your dermo's specialty, but maybe, you know, kind of tighten up your cheekbones.
At the very least. And these jowls, I mean, if they could do something.
You know, as long as you're scalping.
While I'm there, you know, if he's going to take anything, you might as well take a little bit of something like that, too, you know.
I do have a question, actually.
Yes.
Is it tough to spread peanut butter on top of yogurt?
That's your takeaway?
Like, do you lay, what do you lay down the base with, and are you spreading it on something?
It's great. It's great.
How does that logistically work?
I just discovered it. And I'll do either almond butter or peanut butter, and sometimes I do crunchy, and sometimes I do creamy. Now, it's the all-natural peanut butter, the kind with, like, the oil on top that you have to pour off, you know what I'm talking about. So I buy this Greek yogurt, which is a nice, it's fairly firm anyway. And so I just
Do you leave it in its container or do you put it in a bowl?
I leave it in the container and I dollop a spoonful of almond butter or peanut butter on top of it. And it like spreads all the way over the top. And then I just eat it and it gives me an extra creamy little kick to each bite of it. I love it.
Okay.
I'm the only person who's ever done this.
I bet if you go to TikTok, there's a billion people who do that.
You think so?
You made that viral with that.
I think I'm the only person.
Make that your first TikTok.
Should I TikTok today, BB Shea?
You should.
Yeah.
Has BB Shea seen your algorithm?
Oh, my God. You should see. It's like become a thing now that we're checking my algorithm for TikTok.
Yeah, a couple times a show.
Yeah, we just look at it, and it's always these gorgeous women.
In various states of undress.
Bikini.
And there she is.
She's come walking
out. Solid.
I don't know what it is, but they're always doing that. And they're taking their clothes off. You know, every time I
see her,
she's taking her pants off in a restaurant. You know, they just do this all the time. There's a woman doing yoga, showing her butt. I mean, it's all the time. It is just all the time.
I don't know how these things happen.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But it's back. And then it'll be a pickleball clinic. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, another good-looking woman. I never know why. And they're usually in a bikini, as Kristen said, various states of undress. There's another one. On a beach. She's looking out at the beach. Then she'll put the camera back on herself, you know. And so there she is.
Oh, yeah.
There she is in Florida. I mean, it's just on and on and on like that.